Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we're going to have a great time.
And I'm Peter. I hope you're ready to get started. Well, today's topic is transportation.
Our title for today is Let's Walk. Let's Walk. Peter, do you like to hike?
I do like to hike. I really like to hike in the spring and in the fall.
Oh, that's very nice. I think I need to hike more, and I think Peter should help us with today's Read It.
Alex and Ben will go on a hike. The path isn't steep, and the views are beautiful. On the hike, they walk 2 miles. Then they rest and drink some water. Why? Ben's legs hurt.
Alex and Ben will go hiking. I hope they have fun.
Hiking is a lot of fun, and it's good exercise.
Yeah, that's why I don't like to hike a lot, Peter. I went hiking twice. Both times my body was hurting. I was sweating too. It was not fun for me.
What are you talking about? I love hiking. I grew up in Colorado, and we have lots of mountains. So all the kids and families grow up hiking together. But now that I think about it, hiking isn't for everyone. You know, it's important to practice, and then you can get better. But what else is important when you hike?
It's also important to be prepared for a hiking trip. You should bring water, sunscreen, and food. And right now, we should prepare for our keywords. Here's Christina.
Hi, friends. 今天的主题是健行, hike. 去健行就是 let's go for a hike. 名词 hike就是健行, 走路爬山。 Alex 和 Ben 去山上健行, 一路上的风景真的很美。 The views are beautiful. 名词 view就是风景或者是视野的意思。 走了一段路之后, Ben 想要休息一下。 他说, Can we rest a minute? 动词 rest就是休息。 所以他们休息一下,喝一点水。 They drink some water. 名词 water就是水, 它是不可数的名词。 Alex觉得休息够了,想要继续前进, 可是Ben还想再休息, 因为他的腿好痛哦。 His legs hurt, 腿就是leg.
What are you doing on Saturday, Ben?
Nothing much, Alex. Why?
Do you want to go for a walk?
Maybe. Where are you going?
I'm going to walk up Spring Mountain.
That's not a walk. That's a hike.
Oh, the path isn't steep. And the views are beautiful.
How far is the walk?
Well, about 10 miles.
10 miles?
Alex and Ben are in the Jungle Cafe. Alex will go hiking on Saturday.
Hey, Marie, we mentioned the word hike a few times, so let's talk about it.
That's a great idea, Peter. Hike means to walk for a long time. Many people hike because they enjoy it. Others hike for exercise.
That's right. There are many beautiful places you can go hiking. You can find a hiking trail or hike in the mountains. And if you really like adventure, you could hike in the desert.
Like Peter said before, no matter where you go hiking, you must be prepared. You have to think about the weather and where you will be hiking.
That's right. Always bring water, sunscreen, and remember those hiking boots. Those are very important things to bring with you on your hiking trip.
Alex is going to hike up Spring Mountain. I hope he is prepared.
Well, I hear you can see many beautiful things up there. Waterfalls, flowers,
bugs, snakes, and maybe even bears. Oh.
Marie, yes, but they won't hurt you. They are afraid of you, okay?
Oh, but I don't like bugs, Peter. Okay, how about we move on? Alex says the path he will walk on isn't steep.
Steep, that's a great word. Let's go to Christina to learn more about it.
Ben 觉得他们走的那条路很陡，他说 this path is steep. 坡度很斜，很陡，就是形容词 steep. 我们要从这个字来学长音的 e。通常单字里有两个 e 的时候，它多半是发长音的 e。除了 steep 之外，类似的例子像是 feet, seed, queen, bleed, meat, sweet。看到了吗？两个 e 通常都是发 e 的音。另外还有一个就是 ea, ea 也常常发 e 的音。我们来看例子 ：read, lead, each, team, see, real, east。所以看到了吗？这个字里面有 ee 或者是 ea 的话，它们多半是发长音的 e。
Thank you, Christina. Hey, Peter, I like to go sledding down steep hills. If it's steep, I go very fast.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And this next conversation looks like a lot of fun, too. Let's go there now.
Ben, where are you?
I'm coming.
Look at this view.
Yes, this is a beautiful view. Can we rest a minute?
Sure, and drink some water.
I will. Alex, this path is steep. How far did we hike?
Oh...About 2 miles. When we walk 3 more miles, we'll be at the top of the mountain.
3 more miles.
Alex and Ben are hiking. They are on a hiking path.
And they see a beautiful view. View. Peter, can you tell us what a view is?
Sure. A view is something that you can see. And when you go up very high, you can see a lot of things. That is a good view.
That's right. Have you ever stayed at a hotel near the ocean? I have. Our hotel had a great view of the ocean. I took many pictures.
One of the most beautiful views I saw was...I was on an airplane, and I could see a beautiful big city. It was Chicago. I was flying at night, so I could see many, many lights from the buildings.
Wow, that's so cool. I wonder if Alex and Ben took any pictures of their view.
I'm sure they did. Alex and Ben hiked 2 miles already, and they had to rest.
When you rest, you take some time to relax. You sleep or do nothing after work. Peter, when do you... Peter is resting. I think I'm going to wake him up. Hi, Peter.
Oh, sorry. I was resting.
Yes, you were. How about you rest after we teach?
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. But at least they know what resting looks like, right?
Yeah. So, Peter, when do you rest?
Well, I rest after a long day of work. I'd go home and sit on the couch and read a book. How about you, Marie?
Well, after I go swimming, I'm usually very tired and need to rest. I fall asleep when I get home.
That's great. Well, friends, we've talked about breaks, so maybe you can rest during this break. Don't go away.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Hey, Peter, you walk and hike a lot. Don't your legs hurt sometimes?
Never. I walk and hike so much that they never get sore.
Oh, well, whenever I hike, my legs get sore.
Oh, well, I know hiking isn't easy, but when you reach the top of that mountain, you'll see a beautiful view.
Oh, so it'll be worth it. And it'll be worth watching Conversation C.
Okay, let's get going.
Can we rest for one more minute? My feet and legs hurt.
All right.
Can I have some of your water?
What happened to yours?
I drank it all.
Do you want to keep going to the top?
Maybe we should just walk back. And from now on, I'll just walk in the park.
Our friends are hiking. I'm getting really excited. Can we start teaching about it?
Sure, let's get going.
Where?
Right here. Let's get going is today's
calendar phrase.
Let's get going.
Let's get going.
我们出发吧。
Are you ready for a hike, Grandpa?
Yes, let's get going.
Walking is good for you.
Let's get going.
We can walk around the lake.
Let's get going.
It's about 3 miles.
3 miles? I'm not going.
Let's get going.
Let's get going.
我们出发吧。
Wasn't that a fun calendar phrase? You can practice this phrase with your friends. If you are going to the movies and you don't want to be late, just say, let's get going.
That's right. You don't want to be late. Now, in our conversation, Ben's feet hurt and his legs hurt too.
I know the feeling. We use our legs every day. We use them to walk and we use them to run.
That's why it's important to rest your legs. I usually put my legs up on a chair to rest them.
Oh, that sounds nice. I hope Ben is okay. He did drink all the water, so I think he will be fine.
I agree. He will be fine. But he did tell Alex, maybe we should just walk back.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should go to Rebecca right now.
If you want to tell someone that we should do something, you can use this grammar point. Maybe we should do something. For example, maybe we should finish our homework, or maybe we should talk to the boss. Are you ready yet? Then go out and use it.
Wow, thank you, Rebecca. Hey, Marie, maybe we should plan a hiking trip.
Oh, maybe we should. Or maybe we should plan a trip to the ocean.
I'll think about it, Marie. In our conversation, Ben is feeling tired. He doesn't want to go to the top of the mountain. He says, from now on, I'll just walk in the park. What a great phrase. Let's learn more about it with Christina.
这次爬山真的是把 Ben 累坏了，所以他说从现在开始，我还是在公园走走就好了。From now on, I'll just walk in the park. 这个片语很好用 ,from now on, 它就是从现在开始，以后都怎么样的意思。我们来学习造一下造句。From now on, I'll exercise 30 minutes a day. 从现在开始，我每天都要运动30分钟。或者From now on, we will work even harder. 从现在开始，我们会更加的努力工作。你也用 from now on 来说说看吧。
Friends, it's time to review our keywords.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Hike. Hike. Let's take a hike up that mountain.
View, view. The view from up here is beautiful.
Rest, rest. I'm tired. Can we rest?
Water, water. I need some water. I'm thirsty.
Leg.Leg. James hurt his leg. Now he can't walk. Okay, friends, those are the key words we have for you today. Make sure to be practicing them. And now it's time to take a look back at our conversations one more time. Here we go!
What are you doing on Saturday, Ben?
Nothing much, Alex.Why?
Do you want to go for a walk?
Maybe. Where are you going?
I'm going to walk up Spring Mountain.
That's not a walk. That's a hike.
Oh, the path isn't steep. And the views are beautiful.
How far is the walk?
Well, about...10 miles.
10 miles?
Ben, where are you?
I'm coming.
Look at this view.
Yes, this is a beautiful view.Can we rest a minute?
Sure. And drink some water.
I will. Alex, this path is steep. How far did we hike?
Oh, about 2 miles. When we walk 3 more miles, we'll be at the top of the mountain.
3 more miles!
Okay, let's get going.
Can we rest for 1 more minute? My feet and legs hurt.
All right.
Can I have some of your water?
What happened to yours?
I drank it all.
Do you want to keep going to the top?
Maybe...We should just walk back. And from now on, I'll just walk in the park.
Ginger, what are you doing?
Waiting for you. Let's go, Monkey Man.
Ginger, we're going on a hike.
You're going on a hike. I'm going on a ride.
What do you mean?
I'll sit in the wagon and you pull it.
No, Ginger, we're going up a hill.
Yeah, but the path isn't too steep. You can do it, Monkey Man.
But it's 2 miles uphill. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah, but it's 2 miles downhill, too.
I don't know.
It will be fun. You can walk, and I can rest and enjoy the view.
No, Ginger, I'm not pulling you up a hill. My legs hurt just thinking about it.
Come on! It'll be fun.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about walking. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Jenny Walker.
Hey, Rob. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you for coming, Jenny. Hey, Jenny, I have a question today from Albert Ho of Alberta, Canada. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, Rob. What is the question?
Well, Albert writes, I want to exercise more, but I have bad knees. What exercises can I do?
That's a great question, Albert. Many people have problems with their knees. They want to exercise, but don't want to hurt themselves, so they must choose the right exercise.
So, what is a good exercise for Albert to do?
Walking.
Walking?
That's right, walking. Walking can be great exercise, and it is not hard on a person's body.
Why is walking great exercise?
Well, it can help your blood to flow better. It can make your muscles stronger and help you lose weight. It can also make you happier.
Wow, I didn't know walking could do all that. So, what is the right way to walk?
First, think about how you walk. Is your back straight? And are your arms bent?
Yes, they are.
Well, that's great. You're ready to walk. Well, when you walk, put your heel on the ground first, then roll through your foot and push off with your toes.
I can do that. That's pretty easy.
Walk a little bit every day, and you can keep the doctor away.
Thanks for the tips, Jenny. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for joining us, friends. Peter, many people enjoy hiking. Can you give our audience one good tip about hiking?
Sure, I can. Always bring water with you when you are hiking. Oh, and I have one other very good tip. When you get to the top, enjoy the view.
Oh, that's a very good tip. Thank you, Peter. All right, friends. Well, that's all the time we have for now. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.